Oh, hell yeah, brother. Welcome to the podcast. Stop Crying Poser, greatest podcast known to man as voted by everyone here in the chat. iBook Boy, Captain Canuck, Gyges, Vulgar Tech, Venus Dietrap, Keith Plays, Infamy, OG Mickey, Crept, Anon Ops, Princess Schlill, Zip360, iBook Boy. Maybe I missed a few. Happy to be here. Today is Friday. The time is 4:08 p.m., but guess what? We do this podcast every single Friday right around 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. Not very many news articles to discuss today. Mostly just talking about my life and funny things and sad things going on in the world. But a happy thing that we can look forward to is free Ninja Lifestyle stickers. Yes, free, delivered right to your doorstep or maybe your mailbox at your apartment complex, but free. Not free. I had to pay for them. I pay for the shipping, but for you, free for you. All you have to do is answer a trivia question. And today, during the pre-show, we were discussing crime and punishment, people getting in trouble, spending time in the clank. So, the trivia question is related to that. First one in America to answer this trivia question correctly gets the sticker pack. So, fill in the blank, I guess. In the United States, this is a type of notification customarily given by police to criminal suspects in police custody, advising them of their right to silence. That is, their right to refuse to answer questions or provide information to law enforcement or other officials. These rights are often referred to as blank. The purpose of such notification is to preserve the admissibility of their statements made during custodial interrogation in later criminal proceedings. A lot of big words for some dumb bullshit. Krept writes subpoena. Then he writes Miranda. Then Vulgar Tech says Miranda. Then Keith says Miranda. Anonop says warrant. Keith Plays says Krept. Zip says Megan's Law. Kelly says Miranda rights. Anonop says Miranda rights. iBookBoy says Miranda rights. Anyone who said Miranda is correct, but the first one to say it was Krept. You are the winner, man. The winner of the free Ninja Lifestyle sticker pack. I know you live in America. Congratulations, everybody. Krept has invoked his Miranda rights, and he has opted. Thanks to Ernesto Miranda, 24-year-old high school dropout with a police record. Whatever. He kidnapped and raped and robbed somebody. Now he's allowed to be silent. Thank you to him. Okay, let's move on. Let's start the podcast. First off, very important information on Cake Muscle. Cake Muscle Skateboards, do you remember? Do you remember when we used to play dominoes? Do you remember? It's a Coolio song. Yeah, you guys wouldn't understand. Cake Muscle's coming out with a skateboard with a bunch of dogs on it. In fact, a lot of you guys are involved in this. You guys have dogs. You sent pictures. I know for a fact Keith has two animals on this skateboard that was in production. This was all the way back in August. I finally got an update, and it took some investigation, because guess what? Revive has been steadily getting new skateboards since then, yet for some reason, mine got left in the dust. Well, the reason is because I'm a smaller company. I'm a smaller guy. The small guy gets left out. I don't know why. It takes probably my entire inventory. My whole order probably takes half a day. So to push Revive back half a day doesn't seem like it'd be back that big of a deal, but I know there's other bigger companies other than Revive. Whatever it is, man, they just really push me back. Also, my prices have gone up quite a bit, significantly. If you guys are in the Discord, you already saw me complaining about it. So when I buy a bunch of skateboards, I have like an initial cost, and then I have the cost that goes up, because guess what? I have to buy printer paper, ink, boxes, tape. I have to, like, I'm responsible for when things get damaged, so I have to pay for those. If there's any blemished skateboards, those pretty much come out of my pocket. So even though the base price seems like it would be like $19, it ends up being like $23, $24. Well, now my base price is $28 without talking about supplies. So that means these skateboards are going to have to be at least like $42 for consumers. I'm giving you guys that information now because it really bothers me. I used to be able to offer a really quality product for a really affordable price. Now I have to give out a quality product for a premium price. And that's never how I envisioned Cake Muscle being, but I've already invested so much time and effort, and so have you guys invested so much time and effort into asking about these decks and supporting these decks. Thank God we never did pre-orders. Other people had to find someone, a friend, to help them edit a picture of their dog and catch their dog in the right lighting and then send it to me. And then I spent the hours organizing the dogs so that every dog sort of has its own spot. No dogs are too little. No dogs are too big, except for my dog. He's the biggest because he's the best. And it's just after all these calories that have been burnt, I feel like it's not my sales rep's fault. It's not the company's fault. Maybe it's not even COVID's fault. I don't know who to blame at this point, but it's unfortunate that now my prices have gone so high that I've lost faith in the whole skateboarding thing. I've already like stopped caring about skateboarding pretty much. You know, this back injury was like the final straw mixed with YouTube going to shit. Now I have another thing just like kicking me when I'm down in the fact that I might not even be able to continue to sell skateboards because these bigger companies they're just going to undercut my prices so dramatically. Vulgar Tech says, would it be possible to piggyback on someone else's order to get a bump up? Yeah, I considered that. I'd have to reach out to Brian to see, and I'm sure he'd be down to help. But I think what that might have to do with is actual deck quantity. So, initially I ordered 100 decks. Man, they quoted me almost like $3,000. And I was like, man, we got to talk about this. So, I downsized down to 70 decks. I said, do it. Pull the trigger. Let's go. That's what's coming. After those are gone, then we'll just see. We'll see what happens. I don't know. It's definitely a step backwards. You know, we've waited fucking over 6 months now to go backwards, and it's frustrating. I don't want to drag my distributor or complain about them. It's just another speed bump in the road. Who cares, man? You guys watched last podcast. Maybe I'll just become a bartender. I'll never care about fucking skating again. What about that food truck idea you were going to do? Oh, everything I do, I just talk about. I don't actually follow through with anything. But speaking of that, speaking of other bad news, let's start off with a terrible, terrible beginning to the podcast, dude. My YouTube channel has officially began losing subscribers. Now, what YouTube will do is throughout the year, you know, maybe like once a month, they'll purge all the fake accounts and inactive accounts. So maybe like once a month, you'll have one day where you lose like 500 subs. That's okay. Whatever, you know, because the last 5 days you gained 500 and those are newer active subs. That's good. That's fine. I've now officially began like actually losing subs. And it's not necessarily from people hitting unsubscribe. It's from inactive accounts being slowly purged rather than purged all at once. And I went from, 10,000 subs a month. I think my highest month was something like 15,000 to 20,000 subs every single month. Now we're down to losing 100 every single month. So it's always like I check my analytics once a day. I look at these analytics. I see negative. I see that I'm in the red, and I'm like, well, fuck it, dude. Like, at some point, we got to pull the plug on this. So that's been on my mind for the past few days. I'm not bummed out about it. You know, there's enough like things to be bummed out about already. But it's just, fuck, dude. Like, everything just has to hit at once, right? And we keep blaming coronavirus, but what if this virus would have never happened? We'd still be just as fucked. So, whatever. So yesterday, let me talk a little bit about my belly. A little bit about this fat belly you guys know and love. Went out with my girlfriend Lily to... I have this friend, if you guys like DJ shit, look up Kid Conrad. Fairly well-known DJ here in Las Vegas. Little known to most people that he grew up next door to D-Mob, and he was a skateboarder. And we all kind of grew up skating together a little bit. I'm even in one of their video parts called the Second Glance Crew video. His new venture is he's opened up a spot where they sell shaved ice, where they shave you in a cold room. Ooh, now they sell shaved ice, and they also sell poke. Some people call it pokey. I don't know what they actually call it these days. It's like raw fish. It's kind of like cooked in like citrus acid and soy sauce and tossed in a nice, delicious sauce served with like, I don't know, maybe kimchi and sometimes avocados. It's just like a raw fish kind of thing, kind of like sushi, but whatever it is, you can look it up. P-O-K-E. So he's got this new shop. He's in there. I hit him up. I said, hey, I heard you guys got some super spicy poke. I'd love to do it. He goes, oh, shit. You're going to be the second one who's ever tried the challenge. And I was like, wait a minute, dude. I don't want to do a challenge. Okay, it's just a casual Thursday. I don't want to be challenged. I just want to try some spicy poke. I want the spicy stuff. I get in there. I find out it's a spice challenge that's completely out of line. It's super fucked. I got some poke, and I put 5 drops of the sauce, which is undoubtedly some type of spice extract. 100%. No doubt. And I put 5 drops on there. Usually the entire bowl is flipped in it. Like think about how you flip like a hot wing, you know, a bowl of hot wings. They flip all this shit up. Motherfucker, 5 drops set my mouth on fire. My nose started running. I had to drink a bunch of cold water. Then I found myself in a position that no one ever wants to be in. Ever. Had to stop and take a shit at CC's Pizza. Oh, that's right. The pizza buffet. The ghettoest shitty thing you've ever heard of next to Little Caesars. Oh my God. This hot sauce extract, after only about 5 minutes and 5 drops, it started to affect my belly. And then maybe 15 minutes later, I'm in CC's fucking pizza. Probably some poor bastard's birthday, he's gonna have to go and use the bathroom after me, dude. I liquid ganged that place up. It's known for gang activity. Now it's known for liquid gang activity. Oh yeah, I fucked up that toilet, man. It was good too because I wasn't driving. Not only did I get a chance to let my butthole rest after the PTSD situation, but also I was able to just be like, Lily, you have to pull over. You have to pull over, I have to shit. Got up in there, took a shit, came out, I was good to go. Later that evening, another liquid. And guess what I woke up to today? Liquid gang again. But guess what? I'm fucking fit as a fiddle. Now, I weigh fucking 130 pounds all of a sudden. I shit out all the negative energy. You guys ever heard of that shit where they put the frog venom on the stick and they poke you? And then it makes you throw up all the negative things in your body. That's me, except with hot sauce and jalapeno poppers and even cheese. Pretty much any food. Pretty much all food. Beer, 211, vodka. It all ends up the same way, man, right down the drain. So that happened, man. I ate the spicy poke, but I was going to say it's inspiring to me that this guy opened a restaurant, basically, with his girlfriend, now his wife, and they have a fucking restaurant together where they serve some obscure shit, shave ice and poke. Who would have thought? It goes great together, though. Actually, I needed some shave ice because I needed to cool off my insides. But it's good, man. It's nice to see, you know, power couples out there doing what they got to do. And it's also nice to see a friend, you know, succeeding. you know, not a big demand for DJs right now, especially coming from a guy in his position to where he was a really big deal. You know, he's really good at what he does, and he's kind of a big deal in Vegas, you know, considering, all things considered. Coronavirus happens, no more DJs, no more pool parties, and now this guy said, fuck it, dude, I'll make this restaurant fucking work, and he's put his energy into that, and it's nice to see. Also, something that happened yesterday is Smoke to the W. Oh my god, the sticky icky. Oh, that Shamrock. That's probably not the right. That's probably a different slang. I smoked weed last night, man. I said, fuck it, what do I got to lose? Ride Dog came over, man. One of our mutual friends was violently killed recently. And although he was more of an acquaintance to me, I was definitely somebody who I hung out with. That used to be one of our guys on the Thursday squad. If you guys remember back in the day, we'd do the day in the life where we'd go downtown and get drunk and just do like somehow just avoid going to jail every day. But yeah, this fool Alan used to hang out, and now he's fucking gone, and it's very sad for me. But what makes it really sad for me is I think about Rydog's hurt about it because that's a closer friend. And then another one of his friends, like his best friend, I know that guy. So I'm like, fuck, dude, that guy must be really hurting. And then he's got kids, and he's like, fuck, I don't even want to tell my kids that they're fucking, they're like, what do you call that? What do you call it when it's like a like your secondary father? What do you fucking call that shit? Godson. He's like, I don't want to tell my kids that their godfather's fucking gone. Ah, it's just so fucked up. Just everybody's fucking dying lately, man. So you know what I said? Fuck it, dude. I'll hit the weed. I'll hit the weed and get crazy. I'll just throw caution to the wind. So I did, man. And it wasn't as terrible as it's been historically. I smoked the weed, sat down. We continued talking for a while, and then I ate 9 pounds of pizza. That's right, dude. I ate 9 pounds of pizza. Reefer madness kicked in. I turned into a deflated balloon. Then I started abusing my dog with a yo-yo, a metal yo-yo. I just started beating him and beating him. Yeah, and then I just started seeing, like, the walls were melting and closing in on me. And then I grabbed all my guns. I started firing them into the air. And I just said, fuck it! And then I turned into an antelope, and I roamed across fucking Nye County. And then I came back. I said, oh shit, it's wearing off. I'm just kidding. Maybe it was Charm. What? No, I'm just kidding. I just ate a bunch of pizza. I ate a bunch of pizza, and that was cool. Slept fine. It was great. Also... Also, man, I've been spending a lot of money on gun shit. You guys know I've been talking about this for a long time. But way back on December 1st, I bought some body armor. Oh, yeah, I got some steel plates. You can shoot me with an AK-47, and I'm probably going to be super badly injured, but I might survive if you hit me in the center of my fucking chest. Got some body armor, front and back plates, really heavy. Here's my thing, guys. I told myself when this body armor comes in, I'm going to start walking the dog every day. I'm going to go for walks because it's extra weight, burn a couple extra calories on your walk around the block. And guess what I've been doing? I've been walking around the block, man. I'm sticking with it. I'm going to try to stick with it. It's a nice thing to have. I feel like really it's a cool thing to have, man. There's a lot of places where it's illegal to have this shit. I got level 3 steel plates. Why didn't you get level 4? Why didn't you get ceramics? Because I can't afford that shit, okay? I also just bought a full kit of just rifle parts, completely stripped down. I'm starting with a barrel. I'm going to end up with a rifle. That's the plan. So that's just cool. Just new things in my life, man. Trying to stay motivated. I know we've gone through this thing where I say, like, oh, I'm going to work out a lot. I'm going to work out and get on the treadmill and get on the exercise bike. I'll start tomorrow. And tomorrow never fucking comes. So I'm happy to have finally began this walking thing. Here's the only main issue is that I feel weirdly self-conscious now that I'm walking around the neighborhood with body armor because I feel like I've become that guy, that weird guy. So far, I've been wearing a hoodie. But when summer comes, I'm not going to be able to survive wearing a hoodie. and I'm just going to have just body armor on over my t-shirt, and people are going to be like, oh, there's that weirdo. There's that weird guy. Especially imagine if I start putting all the little things connected to it, the mag holders and med kit. I'm just going to be a complete weirdo. And then I'm going to have somebody go, hey, man, thanks for your service. And then I'm going to have to go, listen, man, it's not what it looks like. I would never join the fucking military. I appreciate your service, man, but not me. Wrong one. Hell no. Too late for me. Bad back. Can't do it. Asthma. I got corona right now. I'm the army surplus guy. Yeah, I'm the weekend warrior. I'm the guy that probably has an airsoft gun. I don't, though. I don't. Volger says, do a 50 cal Remington 700 build. Give me some help and I'll do it, goddammit. But, yeah, I'm weirdly self-conscious now because, like, what do I care what people think? I don't know. I don't really care. But I go out and I wonder how life's going to be. I fucking wonder. I'm like, dude, I don't want to be the weird guy. Man, there used to be a weird guy in my neighborhood. He was a boxer, amateur boxer. And he would just run around the neighborhood with his shirt off going. Man, we used to call him the snake. Could that motherfucker sound like a snake? Just a bunch of fucking, you know, 9-year-old kids laughing at this fucking guy who's trying to better his life. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be. I could be the turtle. Look at that guy with them two turtle shells on his body. Walking slow as fuck. Fat belly, just like a turtle. Old as hell. Dumb and wise. Old green turtle. Idiot. Fuck, makes me miss the snake. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy. Fuck it. Let's jump into the news, man. We got some news today. Maybe one article. Makes me really angry. Surveillance. Kind cab driver fills in the blanks before a woman abandons a 3-year-old at Wynn. Someone abandons a 3-year-old. You know when you read that headline, it's going to be a story about somebody you fucking hate. Investigators used surveillance video and witness interviews to piece together a story of how a woman abandoned a 3-year-old girl inside a Wynn Las Vegas restroom on the morning of December 29th, 2020. You know this bitch just wanted to go have a fun ass New Year's and didn't want to have a kid that day. So she was going to pretend she lost her kid. Let me guess. The woman, Miriam Ramos, 26, was arrested 50 days later by marshals in California. She now faces one count of felony child abuse or neglect. According to police documents, Ramos left the child in the restroom after coming from the fashion show mall. The woman and the girl were reportedly in the restroom for about 15 minutes before Ramos left alone. Probably on drugs, right? Walking northbound on Las Vegas Boulevard until surveillance cameras lost sight of her. The girl appeared to be in good health. She had a small bruise on her left cheek and right shin. No other visible injuries. So you hurt your child and then abandoned your child. You piece of fucking shit. The child abuse or neglect charge is in relation to Ramos's action to leave the 3-year-old, quote, in a situation where he would suffer unjustifiable mental suffering and be palliced in a situation where she may suffer physical pain or mental suffering as a result of the negligent treatment. Okay, where he, not she, W-H-E, and then not placed in a situation, P-A-L-C-E-D, palced. Can I read this again for you people? Oh, the abuse and neglect charge is in relation to Ramos's action to leave the 3-year-old, quote, in a situation where he would suffer unjustifiable mental suffering and be palsed in a situation where she may suffer physical pain. Who wrote this trash? Please tell me by Greg Haas. Greg Haas. So we're on a completely different website now. We used to always go to Fox 5 Vegas. Now we're on 8 News now, and we've solved the riddle. Anyone can write a news article. Anyone of any age. Anyone of any language, doesn't matter what you speak, you can just hit translate. You can spell things however you want. You won't be penalized. You won't lose money. You won't lose your job. And guess what? Best part is no one has to proofread anything. If I wrote this in eighth grade, my teacher would circle this and circle this, draw a dick on the paper and say, give up on life in red marker. But nowadays, the world has changed. That's great. All right, let's continue the article. Miriam was wearing a blonde wig, white surgical mask, blue shirt with white lettering, black jacket, black pants, and white sandals. So maybe since it looks like the natural hair color is black, maybe this was a planned abandonment, which would be a great punk band name, Planned Abandonment. Every time they start the show and then they just abandon it, and they call their fucking punk band Planned Abandonment. Then it's up to you to just walk on stage, and you have to be the father of their performance. Just before the girl was abandoned, a desert cab driver picked up the pair at the Palazzo, where Ramos asked to be taken to a shelter. She told the driver she was from Washington, D.C., and originally from Nigeria, the Nigerian nightmare. She told the driver she had $20 for the fare. The cab driver told her the shelters were probably closed and asked Ramos if it was okay if they were dropped off a short way north of the strip at Fashion Show Mall. Why? Instead of trying to collect a fare, the driver gave Ramos $10. When the pair left the cab, who is this cab driver and where is his GoFundMe? That's more people like this in the world. Please, try to help. This guy actually helped the worst person on earth at the time. And rather than say, wow, my faith in people has been reestablished, you said, wow, that cab driver gave me some extra money. I guess I'll abandon my child now. Oh, I hate you so much. I hope you fucking spend 5 years in prison. Maybe 10. Video from a cab surveillance camera corroborated the driver's account. Ramos and the girl went directly from the mall to the Wynn Las Vegas. Investigators also talked to a man who said he had encountered Ramos downtown at 3 a.m. on December 27th. Joseph, whose last name was redacted, told police he was contacted by Miriam on the dating website Plenty of Fish. Oh, here we go. She asked him to pick her up at the Four Queens Hotel and Casino downtown. When he picked Ramos up, the girl was with her. He drove them to his home. The man provided to police the phone number Ramos was using. Prior to that, December 26th, the police had received a call from the Shalimar Hotel on Las Vegas Boulevard, where management reported that Ramos and the girl had been loitering for about 16 hours. They were wearing the same clothes as they were 3 days later in the Wynn. So, what do you do? Mom's trying her best to make things happen. Three-year-old girl's probably super miserable, abandoning them. Maybe you think that's a good idea, but why not just go? You got 16 hours to fucking waste on Las Vegas Boulevard, probably scrounging for change. Why not spend that time to get right down to wherever it is, Bonanza and Las Vegas Boulevard, straight shot down the street, go wait at a shelter, get some assistance. In some way, man. At some point, you just kind of have to say, like, fuck me and give and do everything you can to give it up for this three-year-old. I mean, you should try, but the fact that you would just wear a wig into a casino and leave your child in a bathroom, that does not bode well of you, especially if you got time to fucking hang out on Plenty of Fish, right? It just seems weird. Anyways, next weird story. Man confesses to 3 North Las Vegas cold case murders in 1996. A man is facing 3 counts of murder after he confessed to detectives that he murdered 3 people in 1996, well, that makes sense. 3 counts and 3 people. Okay, thank you, article. Willis King Davis was taken into custody during a stop by Metro Police on January 12th. According to his arrest report, police said he had a concealed gun and was arrested for charges relating to the stop. Not allowed to do that, probably. The arrest report said that Davis told officers that he, quote, wanted to confess to murders that happened years ago in North Las Vegas. Davis told police he was a gang member at the time of the killings. He was able to give police details about the unsolved crimes. He's now charged with the murder that happened on May 18th, 1996. According to arrest reports, Davis said he was a passenger in a car when he shot a man standing at a bus stop. He said he chose that area because he was a gang member looking for members of another gang to shoot. Police also connected him to a double murder on November 8th. Willis told police he was walking with two friends. One happened to be a rival gang member. Davis asked one of the men if he could hold their gun. When he had the gun, he said he shot both of the men in the head. Davis is charged with three counts of murder with a deadly weapon and one count of conspiracy to commit murder. Kind of a crazy story, man. I talked to Ride Dog about this. His theory is that this guy just couldn't live with the guilt. Partially because, according to this article, he shot one of the guys he shot was his actual friend. Holy shit. I think that maybe the gun he got caught with on this traffic stop was the same gun that did these murders. And maybe he knew that he was definitely going to go down for these murders. So he probably chose to confess rather than to just be like, act stupid and go through the motions and then get caught. That's what my guess was. Either one, totally plausible, but man, crazy story. Definitely a crazy story. That's all I got for the news articles. I'd love to hear your guys' thoughts. What do you think as far as theory? Do you think he couldn't live with the guilt? Or do you think he knew the jig was up and he figured the best way to get off with the least amount of prison time, which is probably going to be life no matter what, the best way to get off with the least amount of prison time would be to confess to fucking... What do you say that when you do it on your own will? Not confidentially. What in the goddamn... my brain is fucking gone. What is that word? When you do it because you want to. It starts with a con. Consensually? Maybe it doesn't start with con. And maybe it doesn't start with con. Voluntarily. God damn it. I could not think of the word voluntarily. He wants to voluntarily confess. Jesus Christ. This is my life. I used to be such a good speaker. Shlil said, own recognizance. And An said, consensual. He wanted to consensually turn himself in. Oh my God. Whatever, dude. He wanted to voluntarily turn himself in. I don't fucking care, man. What else happened in my life? I had a question for you guys. A lot of you guys are parents. A lot of you guys are parents of grown children. I asked Keith King this earlier. I'm going to use his example in this question. Let's say you have kids. At what age? Let's say it's the Super Bowl. At what age do you say, hey, you know, fuck it, son, daughter, it's the Super Bowl. Have a beer with your old man. Come on down, sit on the couch, and you can have this beer. You can drink this full beer. You can't have two beers. You can't go driving right afterwards. But here, have one full beer just because it's Super Bowl. You don't get to do this every night. Maybe you get to do one on 4th of July for America. But that's it. At what age do you do that? I think I was going 16. Depending on maturity level, maybe 15. Someone had said 18. And their reasoning was, well, if you can die for your country, you should be able to have a beer. Yeah, well, I mean, you can legally have a beer at 18. Of course, motherfucker, 18. I think if your parents are around, you can have a beer at 18. I don't know the actual laws, but I was going to say the full beer. Now, iBookBoy says, in the UK, legally, you can give a three-year-old a small drink. Motherfucker, I knew somebody was gonna do this shit out of context. I knew it. No one's handing a fucking steel reserve to a three-year-old and saying, drink up, little one. They might have one little sip or one little, like, thing on the tongue. They do that shit with, I think, whiskey, right, to make your kid go to sleep. You put, like, one drop of whiskey on their tongue, they go to sleep. I don't know if that's real. I've heard about it, though. Vulgar Tech says, on some military bases, it is 18. Here's the thing. I'm going 15, man. As long as you're mature enough, Like, one beer, plus it's Super Bowl, you're probably drinking fucking High Life or Bud Light, Miller Light. Probably drinking light beer, PBR maybe. You know, you're not drinking fucking Dogfish Head 9% heavy lager. Here, son, have this. No. Motherfucker, cheers to your kid. Hope our team wins. You know, I'm going 15, but I was curious as to what everybody else would think. Or I think I said 16. I think all of us are primarily on the same page here. Now, I never got that. And even if I would have, let's say my grandpa wanted to give me a beer at 16, I would feel suspicious. I'd be like, this is a trap. I'm being trapped right now. In fact, when I was 21, I felt like that. Because I go over there for Christmas dinner, and sometimes he'd be like, hey, there's beer in the fridge. And I'd be like, no, no, no. You're not getting me. No, no. That's what I feel like, man. Krep says, I think I drank beer for my first time at 14 or 15, only a few sips, though. Yeah, I just mean, like, I feel like there's a difference between here, have a sip, versus here's an entire beer to yourself. Because my homie Tony, he'll let his 13-year-old son, Vinny, have a sip. And then the kid always goes, ew, this is gross, and hands it back. And then they just go back to playing fucking Pokemon cards or whatever the fuck kids do, right? Playing fucking Fortnite or something. But also, I think you also got to keep in mind that as Vulgartech says, none of my kids wanted to drink. If your kid's like, hey, Pops, it's fucking Super Bowl, man. Can I please get a beer, old man? I think I've waited long enough. Then it's like, okay, now you're asking too much. Let it be given to you. You got to unlock this. You can't just ask for it. I know that when I was a kid, all of my family smoked cigarettes, and I've never been a cigarette smoker really. But mom, stepdad, grandma, grandpa, fucking aunt, every fucking person smoked cigarettes. So I always wanted to try cigarettes, and one day my mom let me hit the cigarette twice. I hit it, let it sit in my mouth for a little bit, didn't inhale it all the way in, just let it sit in the mouth for a little bit, blew it out, fucking did a little fake ash of the cigarette, and she said, give me that, no more cigarettes for you, because the whole time she's like, take a huge puff and make sure you breathe it all the way in, because you know this idiot thought I was fucking stupid. Like, I'm just going to suck the whole cigarette down and breathe it into my lungs, and then I'll start coughing, and then I'll hate cigarettes forever. Yeah, right, I'm not stupid. I've watched every single one of y'all smoke cigarettes for my entire childhood. I think I'm not going to do it wrong. I know I don't see my mom over there going... Man. Whatever. How old was I? Fuck, probably like 8. Probably like 8 years old. I fucking did it perfectly, and then they never let me even look at a cigarette again. They're like, fuck no, hell no. It's fucked up too, because my cousins could smoke cigarettes, and they were like 15. I'm like, what the fuck, man? You let these other kids smoke cigarettes, but 8-year-old me can't do it? Being judged how you smoke a cigarette? Yeah. Whatever. iBookBoy says, first time a lot of people don't inhale. That's natural. It's also natural for me to know that I don't want all that smoke in me right now. I'm going to start small. This is my first cigarette. I'm not going all just crazy. Just go all ballistic on the first cigarette. No. One little puff. Next one be a little bigger. Next one be a little bigger. Hey, mom, bust out the cigars. Or that would have been my grandpa, huh? He used to smoke cigars. So even nowadays, I'll smoke a cigar. I would love to smoke a cigar every week. Every weekend, I would smoke a cigar if I had that chance. But you kind of gotta be in the right place at the right time. I don't go to a cigar shop or anything. I'll be on Fremont, and then I'll stop at a cigar shop because it's on the way. But I won't be driving and walking in there fucking, hey, let me get this shit. Anyways. So the cigarette thing is different. But also, I drank alcohol probably like from like 18 to now. Because Richie was older than me. Richie could buy us all drinks. But that was just like beer. You know, we'd go out, drink beer after skateboarding, or maybe like I'll say I'm spending the night at my friend Jeff's house. We go over there, drink a few beers, drink some vodka. It'd all be good. And, you know, like no driving around drunk or whatever until like later in life. And then there was a lot of driving drunk. And now we've got it under control pretty good for the most part. And drinking at the Super Bowl has now turned into giving kids cigarettes. Smokes, mom, let's go. Chips, bitch. Give me some chips, bitch, and some cigarettes. And don't make me ask you twice, for you have to meet old Righty Tighty again and Lefty Loosey. Oh, shit. Vulgar Tech, I was routinely sent with a $20 bill to the corner store for a carton of Mores. Mores? S'mores. You're trying to say s'mores, right? Chocolate. Chocolate and Oreos and fucking, what are those white things called? Marshmallows and what are those other things? Part of it, graham crackers. Fuck the s'mores, man. No, Mores, yeah. That would have never worked for me. I think it was a different time. I went to the store with a fucking note. They tell me to get the fuck out in Arabic. Get the fuck out of here. All right, that's the podcast, guys. We will have a short post show, but that's all I got. We just barely made it to the 45-minute mark, so that's nice. A lot of holdups today. I always have to write down when I stutter or have to clear my throat or have to burp. A lot of holdups today. But I think we had some laughs. I think we covered some pretty interesting topics. What do you guys think about weed? Does it make you turn into an antelope and roam across the world? I don't know. What do you guys think about, let's say, even if you're not an adult, maybe you don't have kids. How old do you think a kid should be before a father figure says, hey, here's the Super Bowl, have a beer. One beer, that's it. Drink a beer with the old man. What do you guys think about that? Let me know in a comment below. Also, if you tuned in for only the second half of the podcast, you can catch the entire thing on Sunday. It comes out on YouTube, Podbean, and iTunes, but I prefer you watch it live right here on twitch.tv/ninjalifestyle, 3:30 p.m. Pacific time, every single Friday. Extra big shout out to Venus Die Trap for the $15 donation. Always appreciate your generosity and your guys' support. If you don't have money to throw at me, that's fine. I don't blame you. But guess what? Those fucking stimulus checks are coming soon, so motherfucker, pay up. If you don't have money, that's fine. Just tell a friend about the podcast. Maybe send a Facebook DM or something like that. Say, hey, check out this podcast. It's really funny. This guy who does the pop show at Layflip, the old skateboarder guy, check him out. Tell a friend about the podcast so we can grow, have more viewers, have more fun. Also, stick around because I will do a short post show after this. I appreciate each and every one of you guys. Let me shout out everyone who's currently active in the chat. OG Mickey Guy, just iBook Boy, Vulgar Tech, WN Stems LV, OG Mickey, iBook Boy UK, Timmy Bioid, professional Mario 64 player stopped in, Crept, and Anon Nops. Appreciate you guys. Have a great weekend. Tune in later tonight. I'll be doing a gambling stream. We're playing Circus Keno. We're looking for at least $2,000 on the bonus. So tune in for that. I'll see you guys next time. Be safe out there. Don't drink too much, but don't drink too little. Good night. Here comes little Mason. Just learned how to walk. Let's give him a cigarette and 211 because it's Super Bowl, baby!